Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to DCW Limited Q2 and H1 FY 2025 results conference call. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference call is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Aman Jain from Arihant Capital. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to the Q2 and H1 FY 2025 earnings conference call of DCW Limited. I would like to thank the DCW management for giving us the opportunity to host the call. Today, from the management, we have Mr. Satwik Jain, President, Mr. Sudarshan Ganapathi, Chief Operating Officer, and Mr. Pradeepta Mukherjee, Chief Financial Officer. Without further ado, I will now hand over the call to the management for the opening remarks, post which we can open the floor for Q&A session.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to DCW's earnings call for the second quarter and first half of the financial year 2025. Hope you all have had a chance to go through our earnings presentation and our results, which have been uploaded to the exchanges and to our website. During the first half of this year, the global chemical production surged due to rising Chinese chemical production, which grew by around 10% year-on-year vis-à-vis the Indian chemical production, which has grown only by around 0.5% during the same period. Despite the Chinese government's efforts, the country's consumer spending is weak, and the housing market is yet to make a recovery from its three-year slump. Naturally, China's consumption for major nation-building materials such as PVC has taken a nosedive. Since major Western economies have raised trade barriers to curtail the Chinese onslaught of price undercutting in the recent times, India has ended up becoming a major dumping ground for various Chinese chemicals like PVC. The predatory prices at which China dumps PVC in the country makes it very difficult for Indian manufacturers to survive, let alone compete in this capital-intensive industry. For DCW, the commodity segment continues to see significant pressure on pricing across the products, with net realizations correcting between 3%-9%, except for synthetic rutile, which has corrected by 27% due to sluggish export demand. The PVC bleed continues as prices significantly corrected once again, with the container freights normalizing from quarter two. We feel that PVC will continue to face challenges without government intervention, safeguarding the domestic industry with anti-dumping duties. Despite the severe pricing pressures and challenges related to cheap imports, the first half has been positive for us. Our revenues from operations increased 18% year-on-year, backed by volume growth across all our products except for caustic soda. Our specialty products continued to see volume growth year-on-year, with CPVC up by 98% and SIOP by 72%. This segment saw the highest-ever sales for us at the H1 level post-commercialization of our recently completed CapEx for these two products. Our investment into this space in the last couple of years has provided significant stability to our bottom line, with EBITDA clocking rupees 48 crores, a 50% jump year-on-year. The swing in EBITDA on a quarter-on-quarter basis was only a result of depressed commodity realizations, with the specialty business remaining stable. Going forward, we see some stability coming in our synthetic rutile exports from quarter four. However, the pickup in demand is slower than anticipated. There has also been some improvement in pricing of caustic soda as we enter Q3, backed by improvement in alumina demand. The PVC industry remains strong on the demand front, and we are seeing a growth in overall domestic consumption compared to the last fiscal. We are also hopeful that the government will step in and support the domestic industry from cheap imports. Incremental volume tie-up, with our export customers for SIOP is in the process, and we are expecting an improvement in sales for the second half of the year. Anti-dumping duty on CPVC has been notified by the Finance Ministry in quarter two for a period of 5 years, and this will provide pricing stability to the domestic manufacturers. As mentioned at our last call, with some tailwinds and changes in the market conditions, we anticipate that the second half of the fiscal to be better overall. On the investment front, we continue to grow our footprint in the specialty chemical space and capitalize on the strong demand scenario in India. We are happy to announce a planned capital expenditure of ₹140 crores to add 30,000 tons to our CPVC capacity. We expect 20,000 tons to commence by the end of quarter two next year in a phased manner, and another 10,000 tons by the end of FY26. Our renewable energy project is also on the verge of completion and is expected to be up and running by quarter four of this year. We will continue to invest in our value-added chemicals business and also invest in reducing our costs, thereby not only bringing stability to our bottom line going forward, but growth from where we stand today. With that, I now request our CFO, Pradipto, to brief you on our financial performance. Over to you, Pradipto.
Thank you, Satik, and good afternoon, everyone. Let me brief you on the financial performance of the company for the quarter under review. For quarter 2 FY25, the company's revenue from operations was rupees 489 crores, representing a growth of 18% year-on-year. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 35 crores, a decline of 15% compared to the same period last year. The margins stood at 7.2%. The company recorded a net loss of 1.2 crores for the quarter, as against 2.7 crores profit for the same period of the previous year. On the segmental basis, the company recorded an EBITDA of rupees 48 crores in specialty segment for the said quarter, a surge of 50% YOY on back of commercialization of recently concluded capex. As also mentioned by Satvik, the commodity segment remains subdued with price erosions across products and softness in export demands. As a result, the commodity segment reported an EBITDA loss of 12 crores for the quarter. The PVC segment was the major dragger, reporting an EBITDA loss of 13.5 crores. A price correction led to compression of PVC-VCM spread. The utilization levels for the quarter were as follows. Soda ash, we had improved up to 88%, caustic at 78%, and PVC almost at 100%. SIOP saw an improvement of utilization up to 88%, and CPVC, as always, has been at 100%, including the new commercialized facility. Production volumes across the quarter, across all the products for the quarter, was higher and showed a year-on-year growth.
Sorry, as follows. Maybe your line was disconnected for a bit.
Yeah, so the utilization levels for the quarter were as follows: 88% for soda ash, 78% for caustic soda, and PVC around 100%. SIOP improved to 88% and CPVC at 100%. This includes the new commercialized capex utilizations as well. The production volumes for the quarter was higher across all product segments and showed a year-on-year growth in PVC by 7%, 11% in caustic soda, and 23% in soda ash, while the CPVC and SIOP volumes grew by 99% and 30% respectively. For the first half of FY25, the company's revenue from operations stood at 988 crores, representing a 16% growth year-on-year. The EBITDA stood at 81 crores, a decline by 13% year-on-year. The margins for the quarter for the half year stood at 8.2%. The company recorded a net profit of 5.5 crores, a decline over last year by 57%. On the balance sheet front, the leverage and the cash position remains sound. And with this, we now open the floor for Q&A. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Our first question is from line of Deval Shah from RBSA Investment Managers. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hello.
Yes, please.
Yeah, so just wanted to know that caustic soda segment incurred loss. Just wanted to know what is the energy cost for us and what is the raw material, major raw material goes into the caustic soda?
Major raw material is salt is the main raw material. Salt and power are the major raw material. And salt, we are 70% of the salt is grown by us in-house. And the top-up is purchased across India, wherever we get a better price. We have our own power plant to generate the power required for caustic soda. And the power cost, it's a coal-based plant as of now. And the power cost is in the range of 7 rupees 50 paisa to 8 rupees per unit.
Okay. And what would be our current capacity for the CPVC resin and its utilization trend sequentially?
So current capacity for CPVC is around 20,000 tons and we are in doubling of the capacity and we are utilizing 100%.
And what was the utilization previous quarter?
We've always been utilizing at 100%. The capacity came on quarter four last year and last quarter and this quarter more or less we have been utilizing at 100%, maybe a tad lower in the last quarter or similar to.
Okay. And I understand we are using suspension PVC in-house, manufactured in-house for the captive consumption of CPVC resin. But I also observed that there is a import of the same from Thailand or Taiwan, I suppose. So yes. Can you please explain me why we are importing and we are manufacturing and using it captively?
You see, basically we can use any resin for our CPVC and periodically we import the resin just to test whether there is any changes in the quality of the PVC, and we have used our own resin, we have used all the available grades in the market, we have also used the resins of other domestic producers. And we could get a consistent product and without any difficulties. This is only a process of, you know, having an R&D and evaluation of various products.
So I think the cost wise probably.
Also one more factor, as you all know, in the PVC sector we have an annual contracts with our customers. So the quantity gets locked in the beginning of the year for the full year. So the incremental quantity available for the in-house consumption is limited this year because the quantities have been tied up before the start of the financial year. So going forward, we will gradually increase our own consumption of our PVC into the CPVC by reducing our contracts, long-term contracts with our PVC customers.
Okay, so if I correctly get it, then probably once we start using a PVC internally for CPVC, then our margins are tend to go will increase only, right? Because we are consuming internally.
Clarify this, we had a capacity of 10,000 tons per annum, our existing capacity. We have expanded to 20 and now we have announced it expanding to 50. Now we have been comfortable with the 10,000 capacity being PVC purchased, but as we go into a newer capacity, we have now tested our own PVC. We have tested many multiple sources of supplies since the stakes are higher when we are talking of from 10,000 to 50,000. So we are doing all kinds of trial and it's been successful. At the same time, using our own PVC will depend on first of the contracts which we have to honor for the existing suppliers for PVC, as well as to take a financial call, because PVC today we are mostly selling, some part we are using. So as and when we use our own PVCs in the process, we have to take care of our top line as well, top line growth. So that is the internal discussions what we are having, but there is no restrictions of our PVC being used. So it's a call on top line versus the margin for the company.
And your comments on the anti-dumping duty which is being levied by the government, so how it is, so just your high-level thought on the industry.
Yeah, the Commerce Ministry has recommended a provisional duty on import of PVC, which will take its own course to get it ratified by the Finance Ministry. So it's a normal process. We'll have to wait for it to be ratified by the Ministry of Finance.
Okay, okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from line of Pujan Shah from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
No, you are not audible. Can you please be a bit more louder?
Now am I audible?
Yeah, better.
Yeah. Sir, first question would be on the CPVC side. So if we just give a sense on the domestic total demand and the capacity, because currently we are listening to many players who have been expanding to their CPVC capacity almost by even few players are doubling their capacity. So just wanted to understand the dynamics and how you have been outlooking, because due to the ADD, how the industry dynamic has been changing.
See, that total demand according to our estimate is in the north of 3 lakh tons. And the domestic production based on whatever is the announced capacities we have in India, it's close to 100,000 tons. So as of now, there is a gap of 200,000 tons, which is predominantly met by imports. And there are also certain suppliers which are having a licensing contract. So that will continue to come till their own capacity comes into India. Having said that, availability will definitely propel demand. So I don't think we should really worry about capacities. What will really play a role is how consistent you are able to supply the product. So once you, the customer has an option of multiple options of sourcing, naturally how is the consistency of quality will play out. And we feel that being a PVC producer, we will have an advantage in terms of having a consistent CPVC quality.
Right. So, but sir, after ADD also, we the realization is around 150 per kg. So, do you feel any price realization can improve from here on?
No. I am correcting you. The prices are even south of the number that you have said. And anti-dumping duty has not resulted in any price advantage. It has only resulted in a price protection. The base price has got protected. Having said that, PVC, CPVC demand seldom go in tandem. And there has been a slackness in the PVC demand in the last few months on account of excessive rain and other things. So, plus there was also a lot of uncertainty on the PVC prices, which also had an impact on CPVC. So going forward, we expect the demand for both PVC and CPVC will improve, and usually they go in tandem.
Okay. Okay. And sir, in the caustic soda side, we have seen some dip in the margins. Is it due to the impact of negative chlorine disposal or the realization on caustic soda?
It's a combination of both. And we also had a shutdown in the in our plant in the quarter under purview. So there has been a lower production, which also led to a higher cost. So I would say that the realization, the ECU has remained more or less same. The only thing, like what Satvika said, that we are seeing a slight uptick in the caustic soda prices going forward. So we feel that quarter three should be definitely better than earlier quarters.
Okay, got it. And then on the PVC side, if we look due to provisional ADD, which came on 6th or 7th of November, there was the due to also the freight rate has been high, there is a something like 3-4 rupees price hike. So is that accountable? Is it sustainable? And how have you been looking into that PVC prices now?
We really don't look prices on a daily basis, because definitely there has been an uptick in the Chinese local demand post announcement of some stimulus package by the Chinese government. So there has been an increase in the export prices to India, and demand supply also post Diwali, we expect the demand to improve. So there has been an increase in price by 3,000 rupees announced by the local producers, which I think will sustain.
Okay, sir. That's all matter. I will get back in the queue.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. A reminder to the participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Our next question is from line of Aman Jain from Aryan Capital. Please go ahead.
So just wanted to know, what is the capex planned for the PVC capacity expansion?
So we have announced very lately that our capex for the CPVC expansion, and we anticipate that the capex would be to the tune of 140 odd crores. We have obviously communicated the timeline, which is September end 25 and March end 26. Those are aggressive, and we would like to, meet those timelines. So the management team is working towards both the core meeting of the timeline as well as the past.
Okay, sir, understood. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, our next question is from the line of Giriraj Daga from Visaria Family Trust. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hello team. Am I audible? Hello.
Yes, Mr. Giriraj, please go ahead.
Yeah. So my first question on SIOP, like the segment has done really well. I just want to understand that there's no seasonality or one-off involved there, right? There's a base number and we can gradually build on this number, right?
Yes, you can. There is a bit of seasonality in terms of one of 60% of our market is US-based. So there is a seasonality factor which plays in, but it would be favorable at H2. That's what we have observed for the last couple of years.
No, like we did about 15 crore of EBIT number, EBIT number.
Yes.
So just assuming, let's say 60 crore is a doable number, right, for that? Or this is not a quarter we should annualize?
We have done roughly 12,000 tons of sales for H1. Our production has been a bit that higher because we've got unlocked the capacity. We anticipate that we would do around, a 20% to 25% more volumes in H2 compared to H1.
Okay.
And we anticipate the margins to be stable.
Okay, nice. Second, on the CPVC, we see some moderation in margin. So is it related to the PVC price, because I see our realization on the PVC has also gone down?
No, there has been a one-time effect of CPVC into the financials for the said quarter. See, we had a flood a year back, and there is certain CPVC materials which have been sold on salvage value. We will recognize the differential loss in the going forward quarter. So you will see this one-off going on. So we will maintain the margins which are there in quarter one.
Okay. And just so some last thing on the PVC side. So when I calculate, obviously we don't have a volume number, just the production number. So yes, there will be some plus minus here or there. But the last quarter realization was broadly about 70-71 rupees. While currently looking at the prices in the market, it appears that it's about 81 rupees. So then some discount, and it's always there. So will we see some uptake in the prices in the quarter three on the PVC side?
Quarter three, like what I said, as we talk now, the prices have definitely moved up from what they were in the end of quarter two. The quarter you are referring to was the quarter one, where we had made a profit in the PVC business.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, PVC for us is a value add because we import the penultimate VCM and then convert that into PVC. Whenever there is a price correction downwards, we used to have an inventory effect on the VCM that is not yet consumed. If you see the quarter under consideration, that is quarter two, there has been a significant price corrections from end of July onwards.
Correct.
Whereas, the raw material was locked in at a higher price.
Mm.
That is the reason one why we had a 13 crore loss in quarter two. Going forward, I think, since the prices have corrected and inventory also has got corrected, we feel that quarter three should be better than quarter two, and maybe we may be in a better state.
Okay. Would you be able to call out the inventory loss number?
Come again?
Will you be able to call out the inventory loss number? What was the inventory loss?
No, it's difficult to give the inventory loss number because it's a transitional, you know, we buy VCM also today. See, we will be selling it in a couple of months later. That gets baked into the VCM PVC spread. That gets compressed as the prices fall for PVC, and that expands as the prices go up for PVC because basis which direction the prices move. Secondly is that we had some inventory built up in the quarter. So far as PVC is concerned, we're a bit slow on sales. The rate what you take is the sales divided by the production of 71 was bit higher. Our sales, effective sales, rate realizations were more than 71.
Understood. Last thing you mentioned on the balance sheet CapEx. Out of 140 crore, how much we have spent so far till 30th September?
Beg your pardon?
Out of 140 crore CapEx on CPVC.
Yes.
How much has been already spent till 30th September?
Not spent anything on CPVC by 30th September. Our announcement came in October. We are about to start the project in, you know, in couple of days' time.
Okay. Sure. Sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Before we take our next question, we would like to remind participants that you may press star and one to ask a question. Next is a follow-up question from line of Pujan Shah from Molecule Ventures. Please go ahead.
Sir, on the synthetic rutile we have realization.
Sorry to interrupt, Mr.
Sorry, we're not able to hear you. Can you please speak louder?
Yeah. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Sir, on synthetic rutile, we have seen a realization correction of 27%. What's your take on that and how we have been looking into H2 as well as FY 2023 for specific this thing?
I believe your question is on synthetic rutile. We see the, you know, the realizations to be maintained at this level. I mean, and the margins also as well. We don't see any much deviation in synthetic rutile. It's relatively much stable a business, compared to the other commodity segments.
Okay. Got it. Sir, any terms like we have been listening to in the CPVC because all the things are in our favor now, and even the support from the government as well as the no competition intensity. How have you been listening to in CPVC? Like, are we trying to expand?
We're not able to hear you. You know, you have to come closer to the mic.
Yeah.
Please. Yeah.
Just hold on. Sir, the question is on the CPVC and more on a qualitative aspect that, in the terms of, the industry structure also there is a government support as well as, there is a very low competition intensity. While looking into it, are we seeing, like visioning to even doubling the capacity after the expansion of 50 tons per annum? Or like how you have been viewing as a CPVC as a segment?
See, as of now, we have no intention of increasing our capacity beyond what has been announced. scale, because we will like to see how the market pans out, because there are going to be, apart from the additional capacity announced by our competitors, we also expect more capacities to come on CPVC by the other PVC producers also. So we would like to wait and see how the demand supply pans out, and if there's an opportunity for us, we will definitely look at adding our CPVC capacity.
Yeah, and just to top up on what our CEO said, see, typically there are a couple of things. We are also very conservative, and on the balance sheet side, as I told, we are very focused on deleveraging ourselves in the process of growth as well. And secondly, if you also see our, you know, fixed asset turnover ratios are more than 1.5 times, which is relatively very, very rarely observed in any chemical companies. Because so we are trying to be very cost effective in doing our project, as well as ensuring that we don't go overboard on leveraging ourselves and also balancing the growth.
Okay, sir. That answers my question. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. Our next question is from line of Varun from Equity Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. My question is on the CPVC. After expanding your capacity, and given that you will substitute the import capacity, how much would be the imported quantity in India?
Our quantity in India at present is, I would say, north of 2 lakh tons.
North of currently?
Yes.
And if the ADD on PVC comes, so how much improvement do you see in the realizations in the...
There has been no improvement in the realization. I have already mentioned that there has been no improvement in the realization post-ADD. It has only protected our bottom.
Okay. But have you seen some improvement in this quarter?
See, there will be definitely, if the PVC prices go up, there is going to be a pressure on the cost. So we will have to see how the demand pans out, but nothing can be said as of now. But we are confident that we could be able to maintain our margins to what they are now.
Okay. And what was the realization in CPVC? Has that also seen a quarterly decline since Q1?
Marginally, I think it has declined, but not significant. I think it is more or less flat.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants who wish to ask a question may press star and one at this time. As there are no further questions from the participants, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments.
Thank you all for taking the time and participating in our earnings call today. I hope we've been able to answer all your questions and clarify your doubts. If you have anything further that you would like to know about our company, please reach out to our IR managers. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of DCW and REN Capital, that concludes this conference. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.